NCKBB. W8RZY. Good morning, Wally. They gave it to you. Oh, I knew I was going to get it. It just wasn't made official until I checked my email at 3 o'clock this morning. It was official as of right now. Well, now everybody's going to know who you are. You can't hide incognito anymore. So, well, good job. Yeah, I think I'm going to get denied. I went a day too early, and John said I was probably going to get denied, and I looked at that, whatever it was, D7R7, whatever that website was, the one with a 7 in it, and it pretty much told me, you know, give you colors, the chances of getting it, red, pink, yellow, green. I think it was the red or the pink, so I think I'm going to get bounced. I was trying to get a 1x2 call, so I'll have to wait till the next set comes up. So, but good job, bud. You're going to the Breakfast Club, I hope. Absolutely. I will be there as soon as Sean wakes up and swings by and gets me. He usually pops his head in about 7:10, so I don't imagine that should be too long. So, yeah, I'm just 1 mile from 696 right now on 94. So I shouldn't be too far out. Are you on your HD, I take it? Because it's sounding well. You mean 810 and not 710? Unless you're in a different time zone out there in New Baltimore. Yeah, I'm not the only one that has amateur radio on it right now. My Wooks on, Wooks off.
Oh, very good. Okay. Yeah, I was playing last night with my little Yaesu. I got a little Yaesu FT5D or whatever it is. Fusion. It's another mode. And it must have been pretty clear skies last night because what repeater did I hit? The one in Clinton Township from New Baltimore. I was surprised. Carrying an EQSO. Spends a lot of time with Greg out there when Parks on the Air or Larks in the Park or whatever it is where they set up their HF stuff out in the park. I talked to that guy for probably 10, 15 minutes. It was kind of nice, but I was kind of surprised. But I think all of that stuff is all VHF. So it's a lot more forgiving.
Well, part of the reason why I have this radio, even though I may not talk too much 2-meter on it, there's a few people that do talk a lot of 2-meter, so this radio's got it built in, so I'm good to go.
I thought there was going to be some growth on what I had heard. I don't know who told me. Somebody said that there was going to be some growth or expansion. I don't know if they mean by multiple links or a better antenna, better radio on the 147-200. I thought somebody said that that was going to happen. Did you hear anything about that?
Not really. I haven't heard anything. And the only two that I talk on right now are the 2-meter in Pontiac, which is labeled as, I think, W8 Oakland, OAK, and then the Hazel Park 2-meter, which is connected with the their standard 440, and I think that one's down by the airport, city airport.
I heard 7.2. What's the question?
There he is. I said I thought I had heard a rumor that there was going to be some expansion on 7.2. We were talking VHF a little bit because of his little Wooks on, Wooks off radio. And I was telling him last night I busted out my Yaesu and I was able to hit the Clinton Township fusion repeater and talk to a guy for quite a bit. So I said, maybe you know, maybe it was you that told me, I can't remember. Some sort of expansion on 7.2.
Yeah, it was probably me, because it's really not widely known what we're working on, but it's we got the RTCM modules for it some time ago, and they just been sitting there, and for one reason or another, we've had no chance to get to it, and I decided to get to it in earnest recently, so we got some progress made. We got the server done, and now and everything's in place and jacked into the 44net. So now I just got to get with Fred and figure out how, because he's set these up before for voting. We'll get them all configured, and then receivers are going in and Richmond, Warren, and you know, and then of course you know the one in the county building. And the network's already there, just waiting to be jacked in. So really, it's just a matter of me getting off my butt and finishing the hardware, which is we have. So it's really just doing it.
Go ahead, Dan.
Well, I don't have much to add other than I got my Sean. I got my call sign officially done. So now you can officially call me W8RCY all you want.
All right, KF8BXS. Cool.
Well, you got up in the right bed, but the wrong side. So, yeah, that is no more, sir. W8RCY will be waiting.
I actually like that call. It's got a nice ring to it and kind of rolls off. Sounds like that one would be a keeper as you advance through the levels. That's a good call.
Yeah, that'd be a good one right up to get your extra, and then at that point you can decide if you want to do something or not. Yeah, the classic W8 Vipers are... I thought about one of those for a hot minute back when they first, were offering vanity calls again back in the 90s. Thought about like W8SJM initials, but nah.
Let's see if Wally got it.
Yeah, your prediction was right, Sean. I don't think I'm going to get that call sign. I looked last night on that, whatever that website was with the 7 in it, and they give you colors, or like three other people that tried for it. Two of them are red. I'm one of them, and actually there were five, but two are red. I'm one of them, and three are green. Kind of predicts the chances of you getting that configuration, and I'm one of the reds, so I think I'm going to get bounced.
Well, if you look at, you know, the chart where it shows all the people that apply for it, it'll say why you're red. If you didn't reapply for it on that specific day that it was available, then you're getting bounced because you put in, you're too early. It'll say too early. And we knew that was going to happen. But you should have a second one that is in the running.
I didn't pick a second one because I wanted a W8, and there weren't any W8s that were even close. There is one like in 40 days or 50 days that W8CO or KZ, W8KZ. I might try for that one, and that one, this time I'll play by the rules.
No, but what I'm saying is I thought you were waiting for the actual day and you were going to reapply for that call. You know, we knew your first one was going to get nuked. We knew that. That wasn't a mystery. But I was under the impression you were going to put in for it again when it was actually the right time. You didn't do that then. Because I remember hearing you counting down, you know, saying, okay, you know, tomorrow and... and all that. I was under the impression you were going to put in for it again.
I did not, so that bounced me.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, then you're red because you're too early. It'll say, if you go down there and look, it'll say, you know, NAKPP, and then it'll say it'll be red and dismissed, and it'll say too early. So we know what that's all about. All right. I just was confused because I thought you were going to go for it again on the proper day.
Yeah, well, that never happened. Do I get my money back, or is that gone too?
I've heard both. I've heard people say you do, and I've heard people say you don't. And I did the exact same thing as you. The only difference is that mine had enough time to, because it was a month, mine had enough time to not only get denied, it just vanished. And, I don't recall if I ever got that money back or not. I remember watching for it and figuring, well, it's going to take time, and it could have came back, and I just missed it. But honestly, I don't know the answer to that.
Yeah, it's all right. The amount of money we spend in amateur radio was $30 or $35. Go ahead, Don. Felt like we kind of left you out of here. Did I get your $35?
No, I have nothing more to add. I'm just chilling. And I have no choice to chill because it's cold outside. So I'll see Sean in a little bit, and I'll see you guys up at breakfast. W8RCY. I do like how that sounds.
It's got a nice flair to it. Just kind of rolls with off your tongue. Mine is kind of like a tongue twister sometimes.
KFABXS. I always typed it in on my notes as BKS. I don't know why. So, yeah. But like I said, that's all Dave's KFABS's idea. So he gets all the kudos. So see you guys in a little bit. W8RCY.
Well, it helps that you've been saying WRCY for years, so saying W8RCY is, you've got muscle memory. It rolls off the tongue. Anywho, turning in on the loop.
Twelve and a half and D. Quinder.
I'm at 11 and a half in the quinter, so see you in a sec.
10-4. I'm clear. Go ahead, Don. Say goodbye.
He just jumped in the vehicle here, so no need for us to talk on the radio, and we'll see you in a minute. W8FU.
But it's kind of like kids next to each other with their cell phones. Talk to you guys later. NAKPP.
KF8S Mobile.
K8FS, W8RCY. I owe you a big thank you, sir.
Oh, cool. You got your new call sign, W8RCYKF8S.
Yes, sir. It became active as of when I woke up this morning. Well, actually, I woke up to a ping on my laptop. So, yeah, woke me up, and I sent you an email to thank you. I don't know if you got it or not, or I probably ended up in spam somewhere. That's usually where guys like me end up in. But, yeah, I just heard you on there. I just gave you a quick hello to say thank you.
Very good. Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah, the Gmail, it probably went to Gmail, and I checked that sparsely. I do check it, it's just kind of sparsely. I've got another account that I use for bills and stuff, and even that's starting to pile up. But don't worry, it's not you, it's me.
Yeah, I had a similar problem with Gmail when I was trying to get that other way of doing this, that company down in Texas, WY5RL or something like that, whatever it was, or W5YRL. Yeah, I was having trouble getting that to go through, but that finally went through. But, I'm glad that part's over with. Now I can start connecting the things and start working on a node and everything else. I mean, you know, when Sean heard it this morning, he was happier about it than I was.
Yep, yeah, I really like the call. I mean, it's so much better than the other one. I mean, if I had a choice for a shorter call that wasn't KF8S, you know, something else, I'd probably do that too. But, you know, the pool is so limited for those short calls, so you kind of got to just watch for it and change it. And the changing process is such a pain in the butt. I don't ever want to do it again, so. But if the right call at the right time comes up, like if I get my initials or something like that, I would probably jump on it. But looking at when things are expiring and things like that, I don't see any of that coming up in the next few years. So, but I don't mind my call. It's just probably not the first choice, you know. I just wanted to get a shorter call and one that wasn't as used. The guy that had it before me, he wasn't a very active ham. But, you know, there's some history with it. Like, he got his call sign back in the 90s about the same time I did. So it's kind of like he got the call, like, almost the same month that I first got my amateur call. So there's some kind of, like, significance there, I guess, or some connection, if you want to call it that.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, you know, you came up with the idea, and, you know, it's easier for me to, well, for a person in my position where I've been with GMRS forever and I know their call signs a lot easier, for other people to know that it's me to coincide with that other call sign, it just makes it so much easier. Oh, it must be the same guy because there's a similarity there. And with me trying to learn these new call signs is going to be kind of fun because, you know, it's all these different patterns, you know, 1x3, 2x3s, 2x2s, you name it. I mean, Phil and Sean at breakfast this morning were talking like, what were all the combinations that were available back in the 60s and the 70s for crying out loud, you know? Phil's up there in age and he's like, rattle them off like they're nothing. But, again, I won't keep you, I know you're probably busy. But I just, again, wanted to say thank you for your help and your assistance. It won't be forgotten. I'll get even with you somehow, reimburse you.
Oh, that's okay. I don't need anything, but, no, you're welcome. And I'm just driving here, filling in time as I get to my destination. So we'll chat with you later, though. I'll be monitoring. KF8S.
Copy. Safe driving. Have a great day. Have a great weekend. W8RCY. We are clear.
NAKPV Mobile.
HVX, W8 HVX, KS8 AT.
KS8 ATE, W8 HVX.
W8FU.
W8RCY. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. How am I making it from down at the kid's house? Down here on Kazoo. Just the repeater seems to be coming in pretty well. Am I making it in well?
You're sounding clear as a bell. It sounds like you're almost at home, really, you know. I mean, you're really, really clear.
All right, good, yeah. I just down here, leaving the kids' house, had a little family get-together thing, and I think I'm going to stop by El Charro's for Mama, get her some El Charro's from the one there in the Shores, run that home for her, because she didn't go, because she was under the weather, and my grandson was running a fever, so we couldn't risk either one spreading. So, anywho, but Jack, I didn't hear nobody here immediately, so I went over to the other one and I put my call out, and Jack came back to me, so I'm going to pop over there and not leave Jack hanging.
Okay. I'm going back to listening to my manhunt in Kentucky. They got some guys shooting at cars on the freeway the last 2.5 hours, and they can't track them. They can't find them. And they got everything and everything out there trying to do this manhunt, and it's just not getting anywhere with the darkness coming up. So I'm listening to that, and I'm also monitoring the other side. Yeah, I've got it locked in on this one. So we're all good. Safe travels coming home. Catch up with you later. W8,
RCY. Hey, real quick, before you go, that's that shooting in Kentucky, the guy that was shooting out of the woods at the freeway?
Yeah, I'm monitoring it on my scanner there that I have on my phone, that app.
Yeah, I got that alert as well, and I was... we were talking about it, and I couldn't really, you know, I was busy with family, and I didn't want to, you know, bring it up as a topic of discussion or anything, but I was quickly trying to check my phone to get an idea. All I heard was there was some shooter, he was in the woods, and shooting at cars on the freeway or something like that. That's all I heard, so anybody hurt?
Well, apparently it started around 6 o'clock. I picked up on it at about 6:45, and at that point, nobody was hurt. I've been monitoring it ever since, and there's been shootings
up and down the area, and they just can't keep up with him. They don't know if he's on foot or if he's got an RV or a side-by-side or whatever he's doing to get around. They got tracking dogs, they got drones, and they got helicopters, and they can't find this person at all.
But nobody hurt, so, okay, well, that's good. Do they know he was actually shooting at cars, or, I mean, could he have just been popping some rounds off and freaking people out?
Several vehicles have been struck, and like I said, I have not heard anything about any injuries as of, causing accidents or worse, somebody being hit. But, yeah, there's a lot of cars that have been, have glass shot out or holes in their body, in the body panels. So they're very vague, and it's London, Kentucky, and it was the area that they're at on I-75.
All right. Okay. Yeah, I couldn't really hone in on it. So, well, he's definitely shooting at vehicles if he's hitting them. So, yep, bad news. So, nobody got hurt. It's just luck, I guess. All right, I'll let you get back to it. I'm just getting on the freeway here. I'm going to give a call to the wife and find out what... I asked her, do you want me to stop? She goes, oh, yeah, it sounds good. And then I didn't ask her what she wants me to get her. Pretty sure I know what she wants, but I gotta make the call and be absolutely sure. I'll be back. W8FU.
Okie dokie. W8RCY. We'll be listening. W8FU from W8RCY. According to the news station down in Kentucky, they are saying four people have been struck, but nothing life-threatening.
All right, well, and that's good luck for them. But, I was hoping maybe the guy was just popping off some rounds, but, yeah, that's not for want of trying. Thank God he didn't hit nobody. I mean, kill nobody. Ah, well. Just, the insanity is just, it's hard to put the words. I'm a gun fanatic. I love my guns, but good Lord, every time I hear something like this, I just shake my head because we have to do better.
Okay, well, copy that. I just thought I'd give you a quick update because that's the last update I just got. And I'm watching, or I'm monitoring the news station down there. And they've got like about a 2 or 3 mile perimeter around exit 49 blocked off on the freeway. I don't know how far it branches out into the field and forestry, but so that's where it's at right now. So I just thought I'd give you that quick update. Catch up with you later. W8RCY.
A good time and just pulling into the drive-thru here. Love you.